I was married from home, and I'll die in
here. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to the Defender 7 Medical Tuesday Night Broadcast with your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. Now, before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that being said, welcome, everybody. Our colonel always puts on a wonderful, informative, important show here. I hope we get a lot more listeners and a lot more participation. Now, if you're new, just tuning into us, we have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders.com. Roman numeral V as in Victor with two small I's, .com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. Now, 100% of all sales and all donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. That's the only way that we're able to do what we do here in the Defender 7 when it comes to disaster relief or a shit hits a fan situation. So please, help us to help you and your communities. Now, we can be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and our future members to participate in everything that we do here in the Defender 7. Face-to-face meetings, which we call meet and greet, get to know your defenders inside your communities, discuss skills that you may have. You might not think you do, but everybody has something to contribute. So we can get on with training for disaster relief and survival. Now, if you get into our group and you feel it's not in you to participate and you want to leave, by all means, you can always leave. No hard feelings. We're also on MeWe by clicking on organizations and scrolling down to the Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, for all of our shows that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and mix and mingle with us, tell jokes, whatever you want to do. It's your radio station. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, the number to call to participate or even just listen, area code 914-205-5773. Phone lines are now open, folks. Come on and give a call in. And I am now going to bring in your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. And we also have Maria Delamain and Captain of Wisconsin, Lorna Munson.
Wisconsin! Wisconsin is here. How the hell
How
is
doing
everybody
tonight?
Doing?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Well, I know I'm doing a whole lot better because today I went to physical torture and my physical therapist said, have you tried dry needling the parts that hurt? And I'm like, is that like acupuncture? And he said, sort of. Same theory, but they stick a two-inch needle that goes all the way down to your bone. And they kind of poke around a little bit, and they hit each spot that's all balled up. And apparently I got like four of them on my shoulder, on my back, and then I got two or three on my elbow. So I said, sure, let's try the elbow first. Let me tell you something. At first, I was kind of like scared, and I did that pre-tense before. I tensed it before he stuck me. It's not that bad, actually. But when he did it, he hit that spot that was actually on the radial nerve, and my middle finger shot right up. He goes, oh, I see how it is. I'm like, hey, don't do that again. But anyway, so when he did my shoulder, I didn't feel a thing. I'm just laying there on my stomach, and I'm like, he's like, okay, what do you feel now? I said, nothing. I said, look, man, if I can get six tattoos, I think I can withstand one needle. And so I can actually move my arm. My hand is not numb. My elbow's not numb. And my shoulder, I have full range of motion in my shoulder. So I am, like, so happy. I probably won't need surgery now. So
good.
He said six more
Is
treatments.
Is that permanent?
Huh?
Is it permanent, or do you have to have it done regularly?
Well, no. He said it'll probably have to be done once a week for, like, 6 weeks. And after that, as long as I do the exercises with the TheraBand, and what they tell me to do, like, twice a day, and that's it. It's like three exercises that I got to do twice a day. He said it should be permanent because what happened was when I injured it, it got tensed up and the muscles got tensed up in little balls, and then I stopped using my arm, and I lost all the muscle mass. And then my arm became weak. I've lost 30% of the use of my right arm, and even after my surgery. And so he touched the ulnar nerve, and he said there's a couple spots that it's still messed up. And so I still may have to have surgery on my elbow, on the radial nerve. But as far as the carpal tunnel, that's not what it is. It's actually shoulder pain, and it radiates. And they've got a lot of surgeons that's been saying that. So now they're starting from the neck and working their way down. But, I don't care if this lasts for 1 week at a time. as long as I can get back to, he said I could go to the gym. I could use that Nautilus equipment. Just don't do overhead right now. And he said I might actually get full use of my arm back. So I can't wait.
So I guess basically you had developed like scar tissue type of thing. Not necessarily scar tissue. I just can't think of another word. And
the muscles were
whatever he's
up.
Doing with that needle. And whatever he's doing
yeah.
with that needle is loosening it up. That sounds really cool. You know,
it's the same kind of needles they use for acupuncture. And there's a 1-inch that's used like for your elbow, your wrist, and things like that. And then there's a 2-inch one that goes into like your shoulder, your back, and the neck. They could do it in the neck, and it gets rid of migraines. And it depends on why you get your migraines to begin with. But there's a buildup of lactic acid or whatever was he trying to explain in the muscle, and it gets into a little ball, and therefore it doesn't relax itself. So I guess when he stimulates it, when he pokes it with the little, I mean, it's a tiny, it's probably the size, the thickness of fishing line. That's how tiny it is. And I didn't even feel it in my back when he stuck me in my back. But I guess it forces it to relax, and that's what it is. It needs to relax. And he said it doesn't always work on everyone. So, but you have to have the discipline to do the exercise that you're supposed to do. So I hope to God that it really does work like it's supposed to. So,
well, you're motivated, so I'm sure that'll help.
Yeah, because I've got to lose some weight, and I was going to start walking and then work my way up. So I'm just tired of being in pain. It's been 11 years, and I just can't do this pain anymore. I'm done with it. I know I'm supposed to do the show on – I'm going to do the show on the four different vaccines and the list of ingredients and all that good stuff, but there's two things that I think needs to be addressed. One is direly important. Apparently, and I guess this was 13 hours ago, or maybe a little bit longer, I don't know, Russia and the Ukraine they're getting ready. They each have about 40,000 troops on the borders. And Putin said that he's going to use nuclear weapons if he has to. And right now he's blaming the United States for the problem that they're having with the Ukraine. And he said,
I agree. And Biden just sent some of our men there, so.
40,000, yeah. So 40,000 more, I know. And he said if America gets involved, that Russia is definitely going to attack America. So,
yeah.
But he's also talking about using nuclear weapons. So, I don't know. I think it's time that people need to pray to whoever it is you pray to. Because we're going to need it. So,
yep.
I don't know. And the thing is, I've looked at multiple, when I saw this video of it, this is actually an independent newspaper. And then I found one from Al Jazeera. Yes, I know it's a Muslim newspaper, but had the same story. So, I don't know, when multiple
yeah.
countries have the same story, you know, but.
Oh, yeah, I agree, and I'll be honest, from what little I've heard, it was actually the Ukraine that instigated it, because attacked some group of Russians, separatist group or something like that in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And since Russia has their naval port there, they, of course, sent men to defend it. So I think that from what little I've heard, I think the Ukraine instigated this. And, of course, Biden got more money from them than he did from Russia. So, of course, he's going to back them. So, yeah, I will just pray.
And America, we sent our Navy over there. So going to the Black Sea now. So we're going to see what happens. I don't know. Everybody just needs to be prepared, stay vigilant. I don't mean be paranoid. By all means, don't be paranoid. But
no more than normal.
Yeah, well, the other thing is buy a little extra than what you normally do. Put it up. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, ammo, food, water, things like that. But I would say definitely put up water, because like when we did the show on the EMPs, like you said, once you lose all power, there's no water. So
well, I figured out what is the bare minimum of water that I need per day for a month, and that's what I'm going to make sure I have. Plus, I have purification tablets and I will make a rain catch.
That's true. I've done that. I have done that.
I'll make sure I have at least 15 to 20 gallons of spring water and then another bottle for rain catch and water purification tablets. I'm only one person and I only have so much room to keep stuff, so...
That's
true. That's what I figure.
So the other thing that I want to talk about, I don't know, I'm pretty sure everyone's all heard about it and stuff. Some of the D.C. tunnels have flooded yesterday. They've got videos of water, just like a big hole in the ceiling or the roof of the tunnel, and it's just flooding the tunnels. Now, I'm not sure what's going on. Huh?
I think it might have either been on purpose or they knew it was going to happen because they started putting sandbags down about 2 or 3 days ago. And whatever that water, the Potomac or whatever it is, where the cherry blossoms are, is flooding.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the other thing. You know they had up to 25,000 troops in D.C., right? And on Inauguration Day and after, there's been all of these 30 and 40 white vans, right? See, and I've looked into this, and this is coming from the police chief, and this information is coming from a pastor. Well, I guess she's a pastor now, but they did raids, and these tunnels have been under D.C. for a long time, I should say, and it started with Daddy Bush, and they have found thousands of body parts of children down there. And they found a couple hundred children that were still alive. And see, that's why I'm wondering if they knew about all those tunnels that are flooding, if that's why. I have no idea. But he said that a lot of those soldiers that were bringing those kids out, they're going to be scarred for life for that. I've seen some of the pictures, and they're horrible. They said some of those children were forced to have children and have never seen daylight, ever. Ashton Kutcher, part of, not that raid, but other raids, where they have found children in boxcars and some other underground tunnel system that had never seen the light of day. And apparently this is everywhere. It's in, let's see, where is it at? New Zealand, Austria, Greece.
Yeah.
And there's all of these underground tunnels all over the place. So
the Vatican,
and what
too.
Makes it, yeah, and what makes this so bad? Now, that was a letter that he wrote, and he said he wasn't good. I've seen other pictures from other postings, but this is from, okay. No, okay. From Jesse, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, it's C-Z-E-B-O-T-A-R. She wanted to explain how the DC tunnel system was used by the elite Luciferians and how she found out that the military had stopped it.
Yeah,
so
I've been
apparently,
following this for a while.
Huh?
You're right. I said I've been following this for a couple of months. So far, you're right on target on what I've learned.
From her childhood, she was raised and being trained to prepare for her leadership in the system. And it's a satanic group and part of the Illuminati, all of that. And she left. And so she said it's all real. Now, I mean, for what it's worth, there's just too many dots that's being connected right now. But there's a... there's some video links that you can, I'll send it to you if you want to read it and watch it. So a lot of it's disturbing. I couldn't get the one link. It would not open from, and maybe that's just a good thing.
I have quite a few links and I've heard a lot of stories, from young people, not just from here in the United States that have been through it, but also, the UK that have survived it or have managed to escape. Yeah, it's really, it's bad. some of it
okay.
I can't even watch.
No, I know. So I'm going to go ahead and, anyway, for the purpose of tonight's show was the vaccines. All four of them, the Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca. I'm sure everyone's heard about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That they are stopping it. I don't know where it was at. They had almost 4,000 deaths after they got the vaccine. Okay. And then six people in a row got blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy about Johnson & Johnson. They don't even make pharmaceuticals. And they just want to jump into it, I guess. So I looked up all of the ingredients, and the only thing that's unusual is the active ingredients is the recombinant replication, incompetent adenovirus type 26 expressing the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. I mean, the other stuff is just ethanol, HBCD, and the thing about the HBCD is I looked it up, and there's two different things. One of them is actually like a sugar base, whatever, and the other thing was a bad chemical, and I forgot, I didn't save that thing because it wasn't the right one. So I'm wondering if that was one of the chemicals that got mixed up in it, in the Johnson & Johnson. But here's the thing. Let's see. Okay, that one's done. That was just it. It wasn't much to it. So Johnson & Johnson actually came out and said who should not get the vaccines. And oh, my God, my dogs. I'm going to choke them. It says, let's see. I'm trying to get to the list. Hold on a second, guys. I am so sorry. My dog is being a full-blown retard right now. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. There's a dog outside, and I had to close the curtains. So, if you have any allergies, if you have a fever, if you have a bleeding disorder, or if you're on blood thinners, if you're immunocompromised, or if you're on a medication that affects your immune system, or if you have received another COVID vaccine, here's the little thing that makes no damn sense. They're trying to make pregnant women take the COVID vaccine. But Johnson & Johnson came right out and said, pregnant women or breastfeeding women should not get the vaccine. So, and that's straight out from their website that who should not get it. Let's see. So the ingredients. Nope, that was it. So that's it pretty much with the Johnson & Johnson. But now they're saying people are getting blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So if you get it, some of the signs that you have to watch out for: difficulty breathing, swelling of your face and throat, your mouth, your tongue, a fast heartbeat, a bad rash, dizziness, and weakness. That is a complete anaphylactic reaction, and you should not get it. So, but Dr. Fauci, I believe, has some ties to Johnson & Johnson. So, in my opinion, I wouldn't get it. Actually, in my opinion, I wouldn't get any of them, but that's just me. So,
here's something. I don't know if you heard today, but originally Fauci was pushing the Johnson & Johnson, even though he actually has it in with Moderna, but he actually originally was supporting Johnson & Johnson when it came out because it's only one shot and everything. But today, I mean, he bashed them something awful. Now, you know, I've heard some different stories about, you know, why they shut Johnson & Johnson down. Because when you think about the numbers of people who have had side effects or died, Pfizer and Moderna still outbeat Johnson & Johnson, but yet they haven't stopped them. So, so I've heard a lot of I'm not taking any of them. They're because the science says not to, they're necessary. Yeah. So, I'm not taking any of them. Like I said, I've heard some different reasons about why they shut down Johnson & Johnson. I'm not saying they shouldn't have. I'm just saying how people who were supporting it now all of a sudden are condemning it. And what Biden had to say on it is absolutely ridiculous. That man, I'm telling you, he's crazy. Oh, freaking dementia.
Oh, yeah.
But at any rate, so, yeah, there's some really interesting things being said about them. And why Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca both have been shut down, you know, periodically for blood clots, but yet Pfizer and Moderna, despite all their, you know, all the people that have had, you know, reactions, I shared some videos with you, they're not being shut down or slowed down.
Yeah, it's because of the blood clots. That's why that's why they stopped doing the Johnson & Johnson. And a couple other countries have stopped using it. So, so Pfizer and Moderna. I'm going to go over. It says both Pfizer and Moderna use the mRNA technology. It's not something brand new, but apparently it's not widely used. I wonder why. But basically, it's used to treat other illnesses, the mRNA. They're dead by, when they made the, when Moderna and Pfizer made theirs, this is an argument that a lot of people want to get into. There's the vaccine that has the live virus and the ones that have the dead virus. These two use a dead virus part. And that's normally the one I normally get. But, see, the thing is they're encoding a piece of the spike protein on the surface of it. And it triggers an immune response in your body. And the mRNA gives your cells instructions to produce a protein that's similar to the coronavirus spike protein. See, and that's why I disagree with it, because it's changing code. And that's a big argument about the mRNA. I think
the biggest problem is not so much that it's changing your RNA, but that it could be permanent. They have no idea if it's going to be temporary or permanent.
Okay, so... and I looked at the ingredients of Pfizer, and basically it's sucrose, sodium chloride, potassium phosphate, potassium chloride, and stuff like, and then lipids and all that good BS stuff. So, anywho, which is not a big concern, unless you're allergic to any one of those items. It's the mRNA that's concerning. So I went and looked up mRNA, and I made sure that I didn't go on the CDC website. I did not want to go on any website because I don't want it to be one-sided. I want to know exactly what that one particular little thing is. And let's see. See, they think that RNA originated in the earliest life forms. I guess they're going to get deep with this. Before DNA. And there's a little cell, and what's inside of a cell, the mitochondria, the lysosome, and I'm sure everyone's had biology and they know what a cell looks like, and that's, you know, it has a picture of it. Let's see. DNA is found inside the cells of every living thing, and it's protected in a part of the cell that's called the nucleus. That's the very center of the cell. And the genes are in the details, or in the DNA blueprint. So the thing that makes you, you, is inside of every cell of in the nucleus of the DNA. And that says who you are. But the information from your genes has to get from the DNA through everything else. Let's see. So that's why they introduced the mRNA. So basically what they're trying to say is the mRNA will pick up the information, pull it out, and then send it throughout your body. But see, to me, that's changing. Now, I may be wrong, but, and I do believe they said that the mRNA vaccines are using, but aborted fetuses. I don't know. I know it's not the stem cells from the cord. Because that's not a big deal. To me, they ask, you know, when you have your kid, do you want the cord? No. What am I going to do with it? Use it for stem cell research. I have, as long as you're not making people, I don't care. Let's see. Let's see. I'm trying to find out. Yeah, and it just has a lot of what the cell looks like and the what you call it, the I can't even think what it's called. You know the ribbon, the cell, and it shows what it looks like. I can't even think what it's called right now to save my life. Oh, for crying out loud, guys. You got to help me out. I'm having a brain fart. The helix, the cell helix, and that's what they're showing of what it looks like and stuff like that. So basically, I don't know. So the RNA is outside of the cell, and that's what's supposed to help fight it, but maybe that's just because they're trying to sell you on all this crap. So I don't know. But I've got it. If anyone wants to read it, and I don't want to get into those deep-seated conversations and confuse myself even more. Come on. Hold on. So then the Moderna has sodium acetate, sucrose, acetic acid, tromethiamine, hydrochloride, tromethiamine, the lipids, and the mRNA. So, I mean, they're pretty much the same thing. And was it the Johnson & Johnson they had to get rid of 15 million doses? Or was it these two? I can't remember which one it was because they had mixed an ingredient and the two vaccines. But the Moderna is the one that has to be kept at negative 70 degrees. So no, the Pfizer is at negative 70 and Moderna is at negative 20 degrees. So I know a lot of the VA hospitals are getting the Moderna. So, now, here's the issue. It's the AstraZeneca. That's the problem. Okay. Let's see. Where's it at? So, the ingredients is adenovirus vector vaccine. And the first ingredient, I was like, yeah, I don't know what that is, so I'm going to look it up. And it's disodium etetate dehydrate, EDTA. And so I went and looked it up and went on WebMD, my favorite website. so it's a molecule called chelating agent. A chelating agent is a claw-like substance that can grab and stick to other molecules. So some types of EDTA stick to calcium. Others stick to metals like lead. And so a lot of times you'll get prescribed the EDTA to get rid of toxic metals out of your blood, like lead poisoning. Come on, stop it. They've used the molecule for decades to treat heavy metal poisoning, and it's given through an IV. It's also used in prescription cancer-fighting medicine. You can take it over the – they have it over-the-counter form of it to detox your body and make your GI tract healthier. But they say there's no scientific evidence. But here's the thing. Some people try to treat the diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, Alzheimer's, and heart disease. But there's no proof that it actually works on those. So, and it says that it could be dangerous. because they don't have enough studies on it, which here lies the problem. If there's not enough studies on an ingredient that you're putting into a vaccine, why the hell are they pushing it? They shouldn't be. Because anybody with those issues are going to be getting the vaccine. You know, I have heart disease. I shouldn't be getting this damn vaccine. I'm not taking any of them anyway, but that's beside the point. So it's actually a chemical that's added to certain foods and beverages to help them keep their color, like soda, canned fruits and vegetables, non-nutritive sweeteners, condiments like mayonnaise, and salad dressings. So here's the big thing about the side effects of having EDTA. These are serious, life-threatening side effects. One of the most serious ones is kidney damage and kidney failure. Anemia, chills, a blood clot. And see, here's another. This ingredient can cause blood clots. So now you have Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca both have ingredients that can cause blood clots. Lower levels of magnesium and potassium, diarrhea, vomiting, or nausea, fatigue, abnormal levels of calcium in your blood, insulin shock, irregular heartbeat, which the reason why you get that is because your magnesium and your potassium is dropping. And that's why you have, like, your potassium and your sodium and your those have to be at equal levels or you can have a heart attack. Also from the nausea and the vomiting and the diarrhea will also throw your electrolytes off balance. Low blood pressure, thirst, and aching joints. And so if you take insulin, it's going to interfere with that. If you take Coumadin, people don't take Coumadin just for a short period of time. They take it for long periods of time. So if you're on Coumadin and you get the AstraZeneca, you can't do anything about it. It's too late. You've already taken the vaccine. It can also interact with your water pills, like your hydrochlorothiazide, which I talked about, I believe it was last week, your Lasix and all of those. So if you have asthma, if you're diabetic, heart problems, kidney disease, liver disease, including hepatitis, low levels of calcium, magnesium, or potassium, seizures, or TB, you should not take the AstraZeneca vaccine. And that pretty much labels a lot of friggin' people. And so you have to talk to your doctor about any other supplements that you may be taking. All right, okay. So adenoviruses are the viruses that cause the common cold. So this is why I think a lot of people are confused about this virus, that it's man-made. If with an adenovirus causes a cold, I don't know. There's still too much going around about now there are more and more people coming out saying it was man-made, and that's probably why that now these vaccines may or may not work. It went from a 90% chance of keeping you from getting it to roughly 75%, and you still may get sick anyway. So what's the point in getting the vaccine? But damn, I didn't realize I could do that fast. But if anybody wants any of these links for the vaccines, I can give them to them. But that's about it. Damn, I did that too fast.
I got something to add.
Sure, go right ahead. Add away.
So, a friend of mine at work's husband's friend is a nurse, and of course, you know, they got to take the vaccine. And her reaction was immediate. As soon as she got the vaccine, she was in the ER, and she's still in the hospital.
Yeah, and people are wanting to say that it's not the vaccine. I don't know.
Oh,
if you what within seconds she got a reaction?
Yep.
When
got
I
the shot
the last,
right directly to the ER.
The last vaccine that I got almost killed me. I'm talking within 15 seconds. She gave me the shot and I said, "Oh crap." And the nurse, I'm an LPN, for crying out loud, I knew what to do. This poor RN, I swear to God, she must have been an RN for like 2 days. She's like, "Oh, my God, what do I do?" I'm like, "Seriously? You're the RN." And I knew what to do. But I started projectile vomiting, like, instantly. I had a rash all over. My throat was swelling. I mean, everything. It was bad. My heart rate was through the roof. And so I had to get Benadryl, epinephrine, and I can't think of what else it was. And I'm like, nope, that's it. I'm not getting any more vaccines. I'm done. So, and that's why the VA won't let me do it. They're like, no, we're going to skip that. But if you're getting sick right away, it's definitely the vaccine. Now, some people, it may take a little time. Because your body has to get used to whatever it is that you got stuck. How is she doing?
I don't know. Her husband, he tells her stories like this, and then he don't ever follow up and tell her the end result. So I hope she's going to ask him tonight.
That's,
typical husband.
I'm telling you, it's some scary shit. You know, they got and the people on St. Vincent's Island, apparently they've got a lot of flack. So now if you've had no vaccine, they're letting you off the island on the cruise ships. I don't know. Because the damn volcano erupted again, and it's even worse than the first eruption last week. They said it's destroying everything in its path. There's like a foot of ash over everything. They said it's going to take weeks, if not months, before they can go back on the island, which, in all honesty, I doubt they'll be able to. Because there's a whole, I think it's in the, I can't remember if it's in the Philippines. No, who's got a volcano over there? Besides Japan. That they built a whole village on top of another village because of the ash from the volcanoes that they've had. They had so much ash, it covered whole entire buildings up to the roof. Houses, not like, you know, multi-story buildings, but houses. All you could see is the rooftop where houses were at. So, but yeah, they're letting them off the island on cruise ships now.
That volcanic ash is pretty nasty. My nephew lived over there in the volcano over in the Philippines. And
oh, okay.
Volcano erupted over there, and he had welts all over his arms and all over his body from the ash.
Well, yeah, there's acid in it. And also, it's porous rock. They've showed pictures of what it looks like. It's just porous rock. And so there's acid from there's sulfuric acid and all that crap, and so I can see that, definitely. From the ash. I'm trying to think of anything else that's related to the pandemic here. My dogs are so stupid. Anyone want a dog? I'm giving them away because they're retarded. Let's see. Here it is. Pause in vaccinations across states. So Illinois, whatever. They've stopped giving it in Chicago, actually the whole state. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to give the dogs away. No. My neighbor thinks I'm serious about giving them away. Whoever took them, they give them back. So California has stopped giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Ohio, New York, Tennessee. And I think that's it. So all of those states have stopped giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of the problem. Now, here's the other thing. The FDA approved emergency use on the AstraZeneca, the Moderna, and Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson never got an emergency use. What is it that they give? Not a certificate, but whatever. The FDA did not give them the emergency use, whatever it is they got to do. And they're giving it out. And the issue is, and here's what people don't seem to understand about vaccines. One, it's experimental. It's in its clinical phases. So you know what happens? You die. You get severely injured. When I say injured, I mean you could have something happens from the vaccine that can cause like Bell's palsy, and it may not go away. Okay. But if anything happens to you because it's in a clinical trial phase, you cannot sue the vaccine company. They're not liable because it's in a clinical phase. And that's how they're getting people. So I'm sorry, but until it's approved by the FDA and they've done, and it takes 7 to 10 years to do a clinical trial on a medication or a vaccine. So 8 months is not, no, it's not happening. Let's see. I'm trying to think, trying to find how many people in all of these states. No, it's not showing. Yeah, it's not showing how many people were given the vaccine. Let me see if I can find how many reactions. Okay. I know it's got to be quite high. Let's see. Wow. Okay. Over 205,000 severe reactions and death has been reported. So 145 million people has received a vaccine. Now, here's the other thing. Of the 145 million people that's received a vaccine, I'll tell you how many people actually got saline from that. Because in a clinical trial, you have to give a placebo, okay? So some people get saline, some people actually get the vaccine. So let me, hold on a second. I got to figure out how to type this up. In a clinical trial. Sorry, I talked to myself. see, what's the protocol? Because I believe it's half and half. What constitutes a clinical trial? Well, it's not telling me. Usually it's half and half. So we're going to go for argument's sake, even if it's two-thirds, right? Two-thirds of 145 million people got the vaccine, and of those, 205,000 died. So I'm sorry, but it's not worth it to me. It really isn't. It's just not worth getting the vaccine. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think it's worth the risk? If that many people...
Hell no.
So if you want to go...
No.
Wait, just do half and half like most. So, no, you're no... So it's, what, 745,000, right, roughly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. sorry, my math is horrible. I'm not really a math major. Just say 750,000. We're going to round it up. So out of 750,000 people, 205 have died from an adverse reaction. I'm sorry. Nope. No can do, Fred. That's just not going to happen.
I think the last vaccine I got, I think I might have been in either an elementary or junior high when they made us have to have immunizations for school. You know, the MMR.
It had to be your 10th or 11th grade year.
Back in the
1800s. Yeah.
Huh?
Back in the 1800s.
Yeah, I think 10th grade is, or 11th grade is your last vaccine. But here's the thing about vaccines. Your tetanus shot, you can get, normally it's the DPT, your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, you really don't need the whole thing, the Tdap. They actually give just a tetanus shot. Those are really important because if you ever dog bite, you cut yourself open, and it could be with a rusty nail or rusty knife. I don't care. Whatever it is.
I did have to do the tetanus shot when I almost cut my thumb off.
Yeah, and so those are very important. Those have been around forever. So they don't change those. The tried and true, they don't touch those. But as far as this, no. Homie, don't play that game. And especially with in Connecticut, they're now going to New Haven, Hartford, it's like four cities where they're going door to door. I know if I could spell it in Connecticut. Sorry, guys, I type slow sometimes. 10 Connecticut cities. 10. I don't know how many they have in Connecticut. I really don't know. So workers are going door to door in Connecticut City, urging residents to get their vaccine. But here's the thing. They've already got proof and video of them forcing people to get it. So when you see news articles, make sure you actually read the whole thing. Don't just read the title, because I know I've been guilty of that myself, you know. And then it irritates me because whenever they get, you know, they put this big title to what the article is going to be about, and you go down and read it, and it has absolutely jack crap to do with what the title said of the article, which irritates me. They're going to spend $2.9 million in Connecticut to do this. And let's see. And I know they have a FEMA, a mobile FEMA going around and doing the shots as well. So I'm sorry, but I ain't playing that way. So almost half of America has been vaccinated. They've given out 145 million vaccines. So But you want to bet they get about 50 more, because how many people, what, 80 million, maybe 5 or 6 million more voted for Trump that's not getting the vaccine? Or do you think some conservatives have taken it? Right.
Honestly, my own opinion, the only vaccine that any politician in D.C. took was saline.
True, and I do too. And if you look at the video of Singleberry, the hoe, she never even got stuck with the needle.
Nope.
I've seen that video over and over, and I've watched it over and over, and she did not get the vaccine. Didn't even stick her. I've seen some videos where the plunger is already down to the bottom. It was, you know, they never even had the vaccine in it. So they stuck them with a needle, but they never got the vaccine. So, well, I did too. I believe they got just saline. But here's the thing. Why are they lying to the American people?
Population control.
Yeah, but you know what? Republicans, real conservative Republicans, are not about population control. Unless they're just too stupid, they don't know. You know what I'm saying? You got Ted Cruz, Matt Gaetz, I'm trying to think, Josh Hawley, all of these. These guys, they're going to walk the line. They don't give a crap. They're not going to budge left or right. Then you have the Mitch McConnells, who teeter. Whoever's going to benefit him the most will be which side he goes. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just hope they don't really, you know, because that would really piss America off, I think, to find out that they already knew. But like I said, they're hoping to have 328 million people immunized by summer, or by next month, I think it was, you know, May or June. Well,
I won't be one of them.
I'm not either, because Biden said that we could have a small barbecue by the 4th of July. They can have a whole barbecue no matter what. I don't care. You know, it's like we've gone from mask mandate to mask suggested. They changed their tune. I finally went to Walmart, and there was actually more people without a mask than with a mask. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so people are starting to wake up. But here's the thing, and I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 more times. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, by all means, wear a mask. If you're immunocompromised, like with lupus, cancer, if you're a chemo patient, by all means, wear a mask.
This one conversation I was in on here with somebody, they said they go into the stores and they're the only one not wearing the mask, but then someone else commented on there, told her to stand strong because they see one person do it, pretty soon other people will start doing the same thing. And someone else commented, true story, because now more and more people are pulling the mask off, seeing that other people aren't afraid to take the mask off.
I know. I'm not wearing it. I refuse. I only wear it into the hospital.
I haven't worn one. Period, except for her bandana getting stocked in Menards when I had to go in there, but I tried to avoid that store.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, the hospital, when I go to the VA, that's the only one I'm going to wear the mask at. That is it.
Right.
And I stopped wearing the mask. I wear the neck gaiters. And someone said, if you wear neck gaiters, they don't do anything. Yeah, well, neither does a mask, but here you are wearing it. I don't, I don't
exactly.
care. You know, I'm not gonna shame you for wearing it, but I will shame you if you're in your car and you're wearing one. If you're outside walking around by yourself wearing one, I will shame you because you're a moron.
You're goddamn moron.
Yeah, moron.
You're goddamn moron.
You're outside with the wind blowing. It doesn't, you know, any particles, it's going to be blown away. You know?
No.
You know,
no.
It's like,
we were talking,
like a fart in the wind.
Kim, we were talking about this weekend. We were all cracking
what?
Up because the best one yet that we saw on the way to Virginia, sitting at a stoplight, and a lady pulls up, and she's got two masks on, that face covering thing, you know, the glass.
The face guard.
Face shield. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
use it for surgery.
Two pairs of gloves.
In her car.
In her car at a stoplight.
You know what?
I rolled my window down. I had the girl that was driving me. I rolled my window down. I said, "Watch this." And I yelled over without a mask on. I said, "Pardon me. Do you have any gray poop on?"
Yeah, that's the only time I'm going to shame you for wearing a face diaper. Because come on, give me a break. Now, if you are wearing a mask and you're in a store and there's hardly anybody in the store and I'm not wearing one, if you approach me screaming at me, I'm going to throat punch you, and here's why. If you're going to take it out of your time to come harass me, you need to be throat punched. Because I was minding my own damn business, probably 20 feet away from you. You know, leave me the hell alone. You want attention, and I'm going to give it to you. So, yes, that will happen. And here's the thing. I've only been approached one time. And the guy asked me why I wasn't wearing a mask. And that was it. I told him why. He says, "Okay, good enough for me." And he walked off. But I don't know if it's just how I carry myself. Someone told me I look intimidating. I don't know what intimidating looks like, unless it's like Sergeant Major Plumley on We Were Soldiers. I don't look that intimidated. I don't care what kind of damn morning to have. You know, that I can be that way, especially when you piss me off. And you know, I know in England, have you guys seen the videos of London? They're telling the government to shove their vaccine up their arse, and they're not doing it. They've had enough burning their masks, and they're not getting the vaccine. So I think Agenda 21 is about to take a flying leap out the window. I don't know about the Great Reset, but if America, like I said yesterday, if America falls, the rest of the world will, because they're going to be saying, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, "Wow, Americans, you gave in. I guess we have no choice." Yeah, because you have no damn backbone. And I get into plenty of arguments with people about why we have guns. I don't know, because it's our God-given right. You know, a legal, law-abiding citizen is not going to go out and shoot someone just because they feel like it. You know, but I don't know. I just hope with whatever's going on, vaccine. Oh, and there's something that I saw a little while ago, and I don't know if you guys heard about it. Was it Canada? Shit. There's a country that is now putting an RFID chip under your skin, and it regulates your temperature, and it tells you if you have COVID symptoms, and it will alert your doctor, and it will alert your phone. It's an app on your phone, and it will tell you to go get tested right away.
Yeah, that's all in the same. That's all in the same lines as what they were trying to do to employees.
The nano chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw them.
There's no needles going in my body. Period.
Let's see. What country is it? Hold on. COVID-19 syringes will have microchips on. Yeah, okay. This says, this is the, WUSA Channel 9 CBS. I don't know what state it's from. Oh, D.C. What figure? So they're putting microchips on each vaccine so they know where they're being given. But there is a country. Shut up, guys. There is a country that doing the. Here it is. Here it is. Right here. Let's find out what country it is. Yeah. It says Healthy Human Services, Brett. Yeah, whatever. G.I. I don't know how you pronounce the last name. They're tracking. So, yeah. It says some social media has claims, and there's false claims, that the COVID-19 vaccines contain tracking devices, but Pfizer and Moderna have tracking mechanisms in it.
And no kidding.
Guess who is getting most of the Moderna vaccines? The VA hospital.
Of course.
Is that
ding ding
that's
ding
what
ding,
they
ding.
Told me. Yeah, I know. They told me, they said, oh yeah, it looks like you'll be getting the Moderna vaccine. I said, it looks like I won't be. You can kiss my ass. And that's what I told the secretary. I said, bitch, I ain't getting this damn vaccine. Stop calling me. And they haven't called me. They haven't sent me any more paperwork.
Now, see, with them claiming that they want every American shot up with this poison, the thing that really bothers me is what happens if you go in for surgery? You're not going to know if you were shot up with it or not.
Yeah, I know.
With the way it is going now,
so,
I mean, it's like the Hippocratic Oath will be out the window.
Oh, yeah. That's why they can't do that. They have to document what you get.
But you
don't know. I know what you're
know.
Saying. How are you going to know?
And I don't
no,
trust
I know.
Them.
200 VA hospitals are getting the Moderna vaccine. Yep. So.
Now, I just seen this thing on about the mask and those blue masks that the stores are offering you and insisting you strap on you when you enter, did you know that they are sprayed with PTFE, polytetrafluorophenyl,
what's it called? Hold on. What's the abbreviation?
PTFE. Which is a synthetic PTFE. E.
Okay. It is.
Which is a synthetic fluoride found in Teflon.
Polytetrafluorothiolene.
Nice.
Yeah. That word.
So you mean if I go and eat something plastic, then I'm cured?
Yep, apparently according to what's in the mask.
Let's get that going around. Yo, you don't need a COVID vaccine. Just go eat some Tupperware.
Let me tell you something. Listen, people should understand this, okay? And I know Gen Xers should all know this. Boomers probably don't because they were too old when this came out. Did you get your cootie shot? I know I did. About 100 of them. The circle, circle, dot, dot. Now I got my cootie shot.
Yeah, I also, heard that before.
If you are a Gen X, I know it's a joke, okay? Do not take this seriously, people. But I do believe that all Gen Xers are immune to pretty much everything there is in the world because we ate mud, we ate paste, we sniffed markers, we sniffed Xerox paper after our teacher handed it to us, we ran with scissors, we did not wear seatbelts, we drank from the water hose, probably licked lead paint off our toys, and most of us joined the military. So I know if you went in the military, you got stuck with everything anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, but our immune system fought it all off.
Yeah.
Because we did what we did as kids.
And I really think we played outside all day long. We didn't stay inside playing Fortnite, crying to mommy because Dr. Seuss offended me. Dog, I'm going to beat your ass. Chew my freaking marker. Oh, I will beat her ass. She chewed my damn dress shoes.
Oh no.
God. Yeah, little fucker. You better dodge. What was I going to say? Oh, crap. Yeah, I mean, that's the big difference. And so did you guys hear? I mean, this is all I got left for the vaccines. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be 2 hours full of information, so I already knew that. Does anybody have any questions about the vaccines? I pretty much know none of us are getting it. They have already started in Connecticut with going door to door. We already said this, and everybody said, no, they're not. They are. So I don't know if they're starting from New England and working their way down, or they're going to be going everywhere. I have no idea. So just know, be aware that they're going to be going door to door, and treat them like you would a Jehovah's Witness. Don't answer your door. Or Mormons, same difference. I do the same thing. So, or just pretend you don't speak English. You know. So, but anywho, have you guys seen, I've seen a lot of videos. There's a commercial and it has cancel culture on the background. And
yes.
they're asking Gen X to fix the problem of cancel culture. Here's my answer. As a fellow Gen Xer, and I'm a Gemini, actually a Taurus / Gemini because I'm right there on the cusp. May 24th, and the cutoff for Taurus is May 20th. So I think that's why I am the way I am. You fix it yourself. I don't want any part of it. And that's just the way we are. I'm like you screwed it up, you fix it. I'm not doing it. You talk shit about Gen X and you cancel Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head, and everything else. You freaking canceled Grease of all things. I mean, come on. And Gone with the Wind got canceled. So, no. Millennials, you fix the screw up because you let your damn children cancel everything. So, I don't know about you guys, but that's my opinion on it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to sit back and let it blow up in their face in my lawn chair to sit in.
Yeah, it's only 30 degrees here.
Yeah. Just make you some Irish coffee.
Yeah.
Sit by and watch the millennials cry about how they screwed up. And I love how they blame us. I'm like, no, we were perfectly happy and content with all of our statutes, the Constitution, writing in cursive, you know, our cartoons. We were happy with all of that. And it wasn't until you little mamby-pamby, rip-wristed little freaking shit came along and complained about it. I say let them fix their own problems. They canceled Eminem for crying out loud. Did you guys hear that? About that? They tried to cancel Eminem.
Oh, Eminem?
Wow.
Yes. His, one of his last songs. That's why he came out with the last song that he came out. They tried to cancel Eminem.
I hope they did, because I can't stand him. He don't like
I
veterans.
Don't really care. I mean, he's only got a couple songs. Yeah, but you can understand what he's saying. That's the difference. You know, get this. And I saw the videos. The day DMX died, I shit you not, when they were moving his body from the hospital to the funeral home, they were protesting DMX dying. I mean, his music. Because he was dead. Why? Don't get me wrong, I didn't like all of his music, but the one song I did like was Up in Here, and I'm sure if you heard it, you'd understand it. Y'all Gonna Make Me Lose My Mind? The dude was 50 years old. His music was fine because you could understand it. It wasn't, I'm going to slap a hoe, beat my wife, and do my drugs. You know, and what doesn't make any sense is these morons, called morons, are offended by Dr. Seuss and all this petty shit. But you think Cardi B is okay. And I don't know if you guys have heard the WAP song. Don't. It's disgusting. She did it at the Grammys or whatever the hell it was that she. So a lot of people have changed it from WAP to Weak Ass President. it's a rather vulgar song. It's one of the worst ones I've heard.
I don't listen to that. I listen to good stuff like Godsmack and Five Finger Death Punch and Metallica.
Well, no. I mean, that's fine, but no, I don't listen to her music, but I've seen or I've heard parts of it, and I'm like, are you? And these girls are dancing half naked, and it's like, wow. I don't blame the kids. I honestly don't blame Gen Z for being stupid. I blame the parents because you didn't knock the crap out of them when they needed it. And I'm sorry. I'm not talking about beating your kids like half to death and stuff. I'm talking about knock the shit out of them when, I don't know if you guys have seen, I know this video is kind of old. That little boy, he's screaming at his mom, telling her to fuck off and shut up and this, that, and the other in the car. And she's just sitting there taking it. No, I'm sorry. My child, he would be missing teeth because I really would have knocked the piss out of him for that one. And that's why you have this new generation that's under 25 the way they are, because you let them do whatever they want. And I mean, yes, give them space to grow. Let them be children. But, I mean, come on. You're saying that three-month-old children are racist, a three-year-old knows they're gay and they're transgender, and no. Somebody made this argument, and I'm like, wow. If they're not old enough their mind for certain things, then they're not old enough to make up their mind at 3 years old that they're transgender. They have no idea. what it is. And so, I don't know. I think it's people just weren't loved as a child or something. They weren't hugged as a child. It's kind of stupid. Where is it at? I have found, I'm going to do our, where is it at? Our nightly, you just can't make this shit up. Okay. So get this. A professor of mathematics said, mathematics itself operates as whiteness, and they want it banned. Leftist students say science is racist and should be abolished. they said that witchcraft is no less valid than Isaac Newton's theory of gravity. Boston schools call advanced learning classes racist as too many white kids are in them. Speaking proper English is racist, so Rutgers University will de-emphasize traditional grammar. So basically what they want is my grammar made synonyms. They pretty much want you to be a freaking moron and not have any damn sense. And Oxford wants to scrap sheet music over complicity in white supremacy. Posers are white. So that in a nutshell is the newest line of, you just can't make that shit up. I don't know. All I gotta say is stop the bus and let me get off. I'm done.
Right.
I am so done. I don't care, short bus, long bus. I do not care. The world is on a short bus.
Yes, that's
all
why
I know.
I said short bus.
Yeah, because I went off. The ride's over.
Can we flip this
popcorn
stand?
Huh?
Can we flip this popcorn stand?
Shit. We need to do something. Oh, my God. I don't know. I just watched that. And it's actually a video, but I did a screenshot of it so I could just read it. And it's five or six different newspaper articles. And they're contributing to the delinquency of minors is what they're doing. They're making this generation so dumb. It's not even funny anymore. I mean, I kind of feel bad for these kids having to do school at home because they don't have their peers, you know, but I don't know. Now they're forcing them be less white and shit, which is ridiculous if you ask me.
True.
Oh, Coca-Cola actually put out on their bottles, be less white. On the bottle. Dumbasses. They're not going to learn. They're not going to learn until there's nothing left of Coca-Cola.
Yep.
So, oh, we still got a little time here. I'm on. I know Thursday show, we always do politics. With the way things are heating up over there, we'll see. Jesus. So they're pulling troops out of Afghanistan, and now they're just sending them to camouflage over to the Ukraine. Yeah, so St. Vincent, that volcano, apparently it's erupted more than twice now. And now they have no water. So countries are sending them. And so they've evacuated between 16 and 20,000 people. And there's like 3,000 people left. Yeah, there's 3,000 people left in 80 different shelters.
Has anybody heard from that Ethan in a while?
No, I was going to reach out to him. I'm glad you brought that up.
Who?
Ethan.
Who was that?
Our Air Force kid that's in Japan.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm kidding. Or is it just one of our group members?
He was in John's Boy Scout.
Okay.
So John knows him personally. He's watched him grow up.
Oh, okay. Well, it'd be nice to know. So 11 hours ago, Russia warned the United States to stay away from the Ukraine for its own good. They said they better not be sending warships to the Black Sea, which they already did. And NATO.
All right, babe.
And so they're saying pretty much everyone in NATO is going to back the Ukraine. So, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to... Ah, crap. Let's see. Oh, that's the in the Black Sea, and then it goes up the river there. So they're saying the United States is provoking Russia by sending our ships over there. So they're going to start a war with America as well. So World War III is about to start.
Yep.
And the thing that's scary, I don't know. I don't know if they bring back the draft or not, because, you know, all 80 million of Biden's voters, send them over there and let them die for his cause. I don't think we should be in the middle of it. I really don't.
Nope. No.
It's none of our damn business.
He's stirring up shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Biden.
But he said, we warned the United States that it'll be far better off for them to stay away from Crimea and our Black Sea coast. So, and this was today. And that dipshit, what the hell's his name? Anthony Blinken.
Blinken, Blinken, Blinken.
Yeah, he warned Russia against aggressive action. So basically, here's the thing. Biden doesn't have the balls to stand up to Putin. And by calling him, and honest to God, this is what it is. Calling him a killer is like a keyboard warrior. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, but that's how Biden is.
And that's all there is. That's all there is to it. And Rabikov responded on Tuesday, today, accusing the Russian adversary of trying to undermine Russia's position on the international stage. And the Russian people that's in eastern Ukraine, he's already warned them. Look, you left when they did their little split. And he's like, if you don't want to die, you better come back to Russia, because then I don't care.
Love you.
So, yeah. And I can't believe, I told you somebody was going to push that button. And it's going to be Putin. He will use the nuclear missiles on the Ukraine. I'm telling you, it's going to be, I was thinking it would be friggin' Xi Jinping or Kim Jong-un that's going to do it. But no, it's going to be Putin. So, let's see. Russia's got 15 warships in the Black Sea. And they both have 40,000 troops along the border. And then we're sending 40,000 of our guys over there. So, isn't that kind of like declaring war if we send our troops over there and they haven't done shit yet?
It could be.
Another 500 from Germany. So, I don't know. I mean, if no war has started and we send troops to another country, isn't that kind of, I mean, they're provoking a fight is pretty much what it's saying. Forces from Germany and Biden sending everybody over there. He's sending them all to Germany, and then he's going to send them to the Ukraine and wherever else they have to go. Jesus, that's it. I'm Russian. I'm Russian. That's it. The minute Russia steps foot on American soil, I am Russian, and I will hunt down every damn liberal who voted for Biden. That's it.
Right.
So how bad do you think it would be if Russia does attack the United States?
Every single conservative would turn, and it will be Russia and conservatives against liberals and Democrats.
Yep.
And that's honestly, I think that's what's going to happen. Because Putin's already told Trump, I'll use my military and get rid of Biden. He already said it. I read the article. It's kind of cool. And Trump just met with Putin, too. So something's going on. Ooh, maybe that's what it is. Think about it.
Could be.
Putin says he's going to attack America if we back the Ukraine, which, you know, Biden's got his foot so far the Ukraine's ass. I see. That makes a lot of sense. And they're in the Arctic. They got troops up in the Arctic. They got troops in Mexico and Canada. I saw a video of a guy who flew into Canada. I can't think of where he flew into Canada, but he said Chinese troops are in all of the airports, and they're making everybody walk in a single file line, telling them where to go. So, and I saw the video. I watched it, and he used his phone to do it. So I'm telling you, guys, it's getting real. So be prepared for anything. And that's the dog giving his 2 cents worth. Yeah, he's giving his 2 cents worth. Oh, shut up. Nobody cares. But that's all I got, guys. I know it wasn't exactly a whole 2 hours, but kind of trying to throw in a little extra time. But you guys got anything you want to add? Peanut gallery?
I wish I could find that one thing. A guy had on here how many deaths and from what vaccine and age and all that stuff on here. And I've been looking for it the whole time, and I can't find it again.
Okay, really good. Where'd you find it at?
I don't remember. I think it was on Mask in America, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what happens. Excuse me. I'm going to read this article more about Russia. Jesus. I don't know. Stop farting around with it and just do it if you're going to do it.
I think all his comments, I think, was on the it was in the comments, but it was in the reply thing. You know what I mean? So you can't see it if you first look.
Well, that's of January 17th. 55 people died. Vaccines are causing more injuries and deaths. Okay. Let's see if it has it. Holy shit. The different experimental vaccines death rate for the elderly is 40 times higher than that of the COVID-19 death. Pfizer has said to have caused 40 times more deaths and 260 times more deaths in the young than what the virus actually did. And that's in a 5-week period. But it doesn't have the actual numbers. So over 65% died during the 3-week period between the doses. So the first doses was killing people. So about 200 out of every 100,000 people were dying from the vaccine. I'm trying to find out which one. Which vaccine? Oh, Pfizer. Okay. So yeah. I'm telling you, the death rate is higher than actually getting COVID. And that's from the Pfizer one.
I said that from the get-go.
Okay. So 56% of the 1,100 deaths are from the Pfizer vaccine, and 43% are from Moderna. Holy shit. Let's see. And so 48% of the people in the United States got sick roughly 48 hours after the vaccination, and a third of the deaths happened before the 40. So it's either a third of the people that are dying is dying right away to up to 48 hours, and then the others are dying afterwards. So... and then roughly 21% of them are having heart attacks because of the vaccine, which is what DMX died from. He had a massive heart attack, and he had no health problems. Yes, I know he did drugs, but and what's really sad is, and all of these doctors, Dr. Birx and all of them are saying, if you have COVID and you die of something else, it's going to be listed as a COVID death, right? But if you get the vaccine and drop dead, oh, no, it's not the vaccine. It's awful convenient if you ask me.
Yeah, isn't that all screwed up?
I mean, a guy got into a motorcycle accident, was decapitated, right? And he had COVID, and they listed COVID as his death. No, I think the decapitation kind of covers the cause of death. But I didn't see this. I know we got about 10 minutes. About the blood clots and the vaccines. Ow, I don't really care. Come on. So, yeah, the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. So here's the thing. More young people from the vaccine are getting blood clots and dying, which is weird because nothing's happening to the older population, which is why I'm wondering if anyone over 65 is getting the saline and everybody under 65 is getting the vaccine. Because none of the elderly people that I've heard of with the vaccine, no symptoms at all. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna stick. They don't care if the elderly die of the virus, because that means saving money on their SSI, health insurance, and all that crap. But so basically, if you get the vaccine, especially the Pfizer and the Johnson, well, not forget Johnson & Johnson, they've stopped it for a while. Shortness of breath, chest pain, leg swelling, persistent belly pain, severe headaches, blurred vision, and tiny spots under the skin around the injection site. So if your leg swells, that's not going to be a pulmonary embolus. That's going to be a DVT, okay? If you notice your leg swelling, do not constantly walk around. The reason being, and the same thing goes if you have chest pains and shortness of breath and all that, because a pulmonary embolus can dislodge and go to your brain or your heart or whatever. And that's why they want you to limit how much you walk around. So definitely go to the hospital right away. And so what's happening, and most women that are dying from the vaccines and that are getting the blood clots, they're thinking it has to do with the woman's physiology. I don't know how accurate that is, but what they're saying is the body forms antibodies against the platelets, and whatever it is they're having a reaction to it. So, like I said, I would really think it over before this is saying, now this particular site is saying that every 2 to 5 people per million are having a reaction. But that's actually not true because of all the stats that I was just saying. I mean, that's 200,000 people have died out of, well, it might be the right numbers. Who's good in math? Math geniuses. So whoever knows how to figure it out of 145 million doses that's been given out. Yeah, but here's the thing. Of those 145 million doses, is that the two-shot one or is that the one-shot one? Or is that just considered you getting both of your shots? You see what I'm saying? That's like getting tested multiple times. And it's counting every single time, and if it comes up positive. So I don't know. But whatever, out of the 145 million, 205,000 have died. And that's not counting reactions. That's how many people have died from it. So do the math. I'm bad at math. I am not a banker. And basically the UK and the US have said, if you have any allergies to any type of vaccine, you need to question it and not receive it. So, like I said, I've reacted to my last one, and I'm not getting it done. So the polyethylene glycol and the lipid nanoparticles. Gee, nanoparticles, huh? That's in the mRNA, by the way. Did they not say that they're not putting nanoparticles in the vaccines? And there it is. So that's what's causing people to react to the vaccine. And I'm going to look it up. But we don't have much time left anyway, so...
And since we don't have much time, what do you think about that Japan dumping all their nuclear wastewater into the ocean?
I saw you say that. I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, it was on the news this morning, and again tonight.
Wow. Why are they doing that?
They don't have anywhere to put it or get rid of it.
Oh.
And a bunch of people, I guess, are protesting it.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so basically the lipid, huh?
When the nuclear plant had a meltdown a few years ago, the radiation is on the coast of California, but the I can't remember the name. But they changed the limits of what people can withstand higher, so it was acceptable.
Oh, okay. From the Fukushima power plant? Oh, okay.
Yep.
And they're already – how long did it take them to feel the effects in California then?
It was months. I don't know if it took a year, but the current from Japan, I guess, goes directly to it. It had a map on there about the way that
you
can Google it.
That's what I was saying. If there's ever an EMP of the what did you say we had? I know. I think you looked it up. What, 45 nuclear power plants in America?
Something like that, 454 or something like that.
So, and I was talking about it with my son, and he's like, yeah, but they've got, you know, backup systems and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, they do. But they're not in Faraday boxes. Okay, that's not the problem. The problem is pumping the water to cover the rod, which is where the nuclear or the radiation's at. And he's like, well, that's just fucking stupid. And I'm like, welcome to the world of nuclear science. So,
yeah.
And so what would happen is it would get in the jet stream and it would go around the world in a matter of days.
Yeah.
Completely. Well, here's the thing. It's not going to cover it would take a while for it to disperse because the main thing is it's going to be wherever the jet stream is, it's going to be along that path. And give or take how many miles on each side.
Right.
But, we'll keep looking for information for Thursday's show. And if you guys have anything to that you want to discuss, let us know and we'll talk about it. Because we got... Trace Minute, Bobby.
Wake up, Bobby.
I'm here.
Trace.
I've been here. I haven't gone nowhere.
Hey, just quiet in the corner.
It was it, as usual, Kim. I'm telling you, you're really banging it off the charts with these shows, and I appreciate you.
Sometimes I feel like I've kind of missed some shit.
I've been getting you know, private messages that, you know, the shows are really banging now.
Oh, cool.
So,
and I know a lot of my fellow students are listening.
Right.
I shared the link in my class, and my professor would really like it if we get the YouTube channel going, because he actually likes to see the interaction with the videos. But they're not going to be
right.
2 hours long.
Okay, we got 90 seconds.
Oh, go ahead.
So God bless you. Have a great night. Love y'all. God bless America, our troops, our veterans, children, first responders. God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
Good night.